William Collins presents The Frozen River Seeking Silence in the Himalaya by James Crowden. Read by James Crowden. The valley of the Zanskar River is quite impassable, except when the winter's frost makes a road over the waters of the river. Frederick Drew, 1875. Prologue. The Pursuit of Silence. The Valley. Silence and snow and solitude have got hold of me and will not let go. I am possessed by mountains, cold and ice. Winter has a very firm grip upon my soul. It is like a disease, a form of spiritual possession, mountain fever. And yet there is no escape. I am here for the duration, locked into a little-known Tibetan Buddhist valley at high altitude, sandwiched between the main Himalayan range and the Karakoram. One by one, all the high passes have shut behind me and will not reopen again for 6 or 7 months. The local people, the Zanskaris, spent half their lives huddled round small stoves, burning yak dung and tamarisk scrub to keep warm. It is dark in their houses. How they survive and how they live over the winter, surrounded by so much snow and ice, is still something of a mystery. Only one other Westerner has spent a winter in Zanskar, an eccentric Hungarian linguist called Alexander Csoma de Koros. But that was over 150 years ago, and of the Zanskari winter he left no record. Imagine if your family had lived in the mountains for 1,000 years or more. What effect would that have upon your mind and your thinking, on your awareness and the way in which you perceived things? Imagine how much silence your family would have absorbed and accumulated along the way. Zanskaris try to preserve the teaching about the silence that emerges between the words. The teaching is at times very formal, but also very subtle, hinting at the space which exists when words run out. And then there is the silence of Dzogchen and the mountains, which cannot really be taught, only passed on from teacher to pupil. The language of Buddhism and compassion runs through their daily lives in Zanskar like an invisible thread. To the south lies the vibrant and colourful Indian subcontinent. To the north, the dry, sandy deserts of Central Asia. To the west, Kashmir, the jagged front line with Pakistan. To the east, the lonely, vast, nomadic plateau of Tibet. A place of meditation, debate, and monastic scholarship. Zanskar is remote, even by Himalayan standards. Deep silence, deep snow, and deep solitude. These are the inner coordinates that matter most to me. For various reasons, I have sought out this seclusion, this retreat from the world, ultimate peace and quiet. Remoteness is a state of mind. You either possess it, or you have to go and find it. But once you have found that particular form of solitude and tasted its fruits, you will go back time and time again to touch base with the wilderness and emptiness that live within the mountains. To embrace such mountains is perhaps part of the human condition. The prospect of travelling down the frozen Zanskar River beckoned just as strong...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?